I'm here to prove that Barbara is also friends with just average people. In 1950, Barb and I entered the convent school of the Institute of Notre Dame. And this is to assure you that we were just like all of you here. But you see what happens sometimes. Barbara became a senator, and I make crab cakes. Our parents sent us to IND because the Notre Dame nuns were thought of and were some of the best educators. It's a good thing because our uniforms were so ugly then. I mean, we had those awful blue serge jumpers, tan blouses, heavy stockings, brown Oxfords, and beanies. I mean, we had to wear beanies. There were two groups, the academic and the commercial. The commercial girls learned how to type, and we learned how to sew. Often, the sisters were very, very strict at that time. After all, they lived there. And so we could only go in certain areas, use certain staircases, and we were very, very quiet as we walked through the hallway to chapel or to our classes. At the same time, we were typical teenage girls, and we liked to stretch and bend the rules a little bit, and Barbara was always there to help participate. But often I've been asked over the years, what was Barbara really like? And my greatest compliment to her is that she's exactly the same girl that she was back then. She's genuine. I've gotten to be with her over the years because she happens to like crab cakes. It's been wonderful. One of the special occasions Barbara took us, so maybe one of these days, one of you will have a senator sitting here that'll be able to take you to the White House the way Barbara was able to take us. It was a special occasion. We had a wonderful lunch in the LBJ dining room. We were able to go into rooms that none of us would ever think that we could go into, and what a wonderful pleasure. To be there with the tours that were not open to the public. I just want to say that I remember one special occasion that made me really realize what a wonderful character and awesome character she had. We were all sitting around at one of our reunions, and I guess it must have been after 20, 30 years. And we were asked to say what had happened after we had left IND. And all of the gals went around talking about their different accomplishments. And boy, we were blown away. And Barbara was most proud of her classmates. And to me, that just showed the true character that she was, because she accomplished more than any of us. But she was so proud of her classmates. And that's the way I remember her, as just a genuine, wonderful, loving, and thoughtful girl that she was when we were all at IMD.